Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tim Zimmer bringing us back with some appropriate music for Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can, if you're at a place where you can safely access a computer and go to jeffersonfinancial.org, you'll see right in the middle of the page a calculator tab. You click on that, then you can find the savings, taxes, and inflation calculator. That's what we're going to be talking about. And if you can't do it right now, you can download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, and then go through it at your own leisure. Mark Rosa joins us now. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you, sir. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about savings, taxes, and inflation, and a new jobs report that's coming out, huh?
Tom, we had a bunch of economic news come out. The Fed, first of all, they spoke and they said, we're going to start pivoting. Well, that's a sexy talk to say that we're going to not increase interest rates at the rate that we've been doing. We're going to pivot away from that. And maybe December's might be 25 basis points, maybe 50. And hopefully they'll leave it alone going into 2023 and allow these changes in monetary policy to catch up with the economy. Okay, so then market was up 700 on the news. That was great news. The Fed is not going to keep being as aggressive as they were. Then we had third quarter GDP. Some of this is more appropriate for our Monday, but it just came out. Mm-hmm. Third quarter GDP was higher than expected. And then, of course, the jobs report came out about 10 minutes ago, higher than expected, meaning we created 263,000 jobs and only 200,000 were expected. So the market was down about 20 until a couple of minutes ago. Now it looks like it's going to open down 400 because, oh, is that going to change the Fed's mind? So
wait, let me interrupt for a second. The market is down because of the good economic news, which
absolutely
could mean that the economy is doing too well, so the Fed has to slow it down. Am I accurate there or not?
Absolutely, and that's what they've been trying to do. And in many measures, we have been slowing it down, but it's still got, you know, the labor market has been so tight, the labor market has been so strong, and that's been the key ingredient. So if unemployment isn't rising, and it is, this is past month, it's 3.7, it stayed the same. So unemployment isn't rising, at least we're not seeing it yet. Layoffs are becoming more and more frequent. You hear it through the economic news. And that's why the market is selling off this morning. So to tie it into where we're going with the calculator, you know, it's important for us as savers or investors to keep that in check. So if we're using the calculator to say what your savings are, how much money you're putting away, these are people that might not be in so much of stock market assets, might be saving, might be investing in certificates of deposit. You could enter an inflation rate, you could enter your tax rate, you'll see how destructive and be that saving $20,000 over 4 or 5 years, and then you would have the equivalent of about 17, depending on what the inputs are. Well, how does that happen? How did I lose $3,000? Well, you lost it in the spending power, you lost it to inflation, you lost it to higher prices. So that's what the Fed is trying to correct. We haven't had this inflation in 40 years. We've got legions of people, Tommy, in banking and finance and a lot of those related jobs that have never seen this before. You know, last time we had this was in the late 70s, early 80s. So they're really scratching their heads on how to make this work. And it's tough. The Fed's got a tough job right now. They're working hard at it. And unfortunately, they're bringing about pain.
Mark, you don't play golf, but for people that do, they know that sometimes, you know, they got so many bets going on with different games within games where you're playing against somebody and pull them for them all at the same time. And it feels almost like that's what we're doing here, where economic news is good, but it's bad, but we don't want it to be bad, but it needs to be. Talk us through that, would you please?
Well, that's exactly right. Good news right now is really bad news because of what the reaction from the Federal Reserve has to be. And they're also fighting Washington through Congress. You know, a lot of the spending bills that have been put out over the past year or year and a half or so, that's really counterintuitive right now. They don't need to be, endorsing a lot of spending bills and a lot of spending activity, because that's just going to frustrate the inflation picture, and then it's going to make the Fed's job that much more difficult. And I think at the end, the Fed wins because that's their job for it to win, and they could raise rates much more aggressively. I mean, they have all the cards on their side of the table, so they could be more aggressive than they've been, and it's really, really destructive to, you know, the financial system right now. The banking system is going through a lot with these interest rate increases. And that could, spell more pain to them, and they start slowing lending, and the rates on all the loans are going up, and it's just a hard time right now financially.
I don't even know what I want to happen. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if I want good economic news. Do I want bad economic news? I don't. What's good is I don't know, Mark. I'm confused.
That's it. Well, that's the hard part. And they're saying, well, what would be the perfect set of circumstances? Had the jobs report came out at 200,000, that was already mentioned to be, well, the lowest in 2 years. Well, it didn't. It came out at over 260. And again, that many more people going to work, well, that's money to be spent, and that's dollars that could be in circulation, and that could be more pressure on inflation. So from the Fed standpoint, and ideally, they would say, well, let this start creeping down a little bit. And they've actually said, we need the unemployment rate to, unfortunately, creep up a little bit. And nothing too severe, but that's what they're trying to engineer, and I don't know if that'll be possible. The economy is too complicated for them to do that precisely.
What would you like to see the Fed do? You're in a banking business. Well, you're a professor of finance.
Yeah. Well, from the banking standpoint, I'd rather them not raise rates anymore. I could take the one in December, but why don't they let that rest for a while? When I say a while, like until next summer minimum, because the effects of monetary policy changes and interest rate increases, that takes sometimes 6 months for it to find its way through the economy and start to slow things down. So they really need to back off. I mean, that'll be the seventh interest rate increase. When I say the seventh, the one that's coming up in a week or so, that'll be the seventh this year. And they've been pretty serious about it. There were 4 75 basis point increases in a row. So that really needs to take hold before they keep going, because I think they would engineer themselves a hard landing and not a soft landing.
So ideally, maybe let's slow down. Let's see what's going on first. Let's see what our actions are the reactions to our actions, and then act.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And they would say that as well. They know that the implementation lag sometimes is a little bit more significant. Sometimes it's 3 months and it could get through the economy a little bit more quickly. Other times it takes a little bit longer. But I know the past 2 or 3 increases, well, one's coming. So the past couple of increases have by far not been fully felt through the economy yet.
Mark, I can't thank you enough. The calculator is the savings, taxes,
savings,
and inflation calculator.
Yes.
And you can find it at jeffersonfinancial.org, and it's kind of fun to play with. And again, Mark, thank you very much, by the way. We'll talk to you Monday.
Appreciate
for Monday
it.
Morning Markets with Mark, taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. But if you download the Odyssey app, if, for example, you were driving right now and couldn't follow all of that, download the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back, listen to everything that happened 24 hours before, or listen to the podcast at WWL.com, and then you can go through the inflation, the savings, taxes, and inflation calculator at your leisure. 7:53, time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.